Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White III with the Second Coming Watch Update. This is update number 925, episode number 925. Let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines, which point towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First, today, under the sign category of the rise of Gog and Magog, according to Israel National News, Russian voters approved changes to the Constitution that will allow President Vladimir Putin to potentially hold power until 2036, but the week-long plebiscite was tarnished by the widespread reports of pressure on voters and other irregularities, with 3/4 of all precincts counted. 77.6% voted for the constitutional amendments. For the first time in Russia, polls were kept open for a week to bolster turnout without increasing crowds casting ballots amid the coronavirus plague pandemic. The move was denounced by Kremlin critics as an extra tool to manipulate the outcome. The amendments that would allow Putin to run for two more six-year terms in 2024 and 2030 are part of a package of constitutional changes that also outlaw same-sex marriage, mention a belief in God as a core value, and emphasize the primacy of Russian law over international norms. Second, today, under the sign category of famines, according to the Harvard Gazette, a plague of locusts has descended on East Africa, devouring crops, trees, and pasture as they move. The first generation, which emerged at the end of last year, numbered in the hundreds of billions, left unchecked locusts multiply by a factor, by a factor of 20 per generation. According to the UN, Food and Agriculture Organization, meaning that the second generation that took flight in March and April numbered in the trillions. Now in July, a third generation is set to take off, paving the way for potentially calamitous food shortages in Kenya, Ethiopia, and Somalia. Swarms can cover many square miles, sometimes areas as big as cities, move up to 100 miles a day, and eat their weight daily. Recently, swarms have also emerged in India, Pakistan, and South America. Third, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to AMN, U.S. Special Representative to Iran, Brian Hook, has warned against a lapse in an arms embargo against Iran, which is set to expire in October, warning that it could create an opening for the country to obtain a nuclear weapon. Hook discussed the arms embargo in an interview with Israeli reporter Barak Ravid. Hook said the U.S. will not allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon and that the military option is always on the table. Hook said the U.S. would exercise all legal abilities to extend the arms embargo against Iran, and barring that, it would invoke a UN snapback measure within the Iran nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The snapback measure would resume UN sanctions on Iran. Fourth today under the sign category of earthquakes in diverse places. According to International Business Times, the number of earthquakes detected in Iceland has already increased to 9,000. The series of earthquakes began as scientists in the country reported signs of activity from Iceland's most active volcano. In its latest report, the Icelandic Meteorological Office noted that it had detected a total of 9,000 earthquakes as of June 29. According to the agency, the earthquake swarm began on June 19 in areas northeast of Siglufjörður, which is a fishing town located on the northern coast of Iceland. Three of the earthquakes detected by the agency had magnitudes of over 5. The IMO believes that more earthquakes are expected to occur in the region within the next couple of days or weeks. Fifth today under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases, according to CNBC White House coronavirus advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, said that U.S. health officials are keeping an eye on a new strain of flu carried by swine pigs in China that has characteristics of the 2009 H1N1 virus and 1918 pandemic flu. The virus, which scientists are calling G4 EAH1N1, has not yet been shown to infect humans, but it is exhibiting reassortment capabilities. Fauci said, in other words, when you get a brand new virus that turns out to be a pandemic virus, it's either due to mutations and or the reassortment or exchanges of genes. And they're seeing virus in swine and pigs now that have characteristics of the 2009 H1N1 of the original 1918, which many of our flu viruses have remnants of that in it, as well as segments from other hosts like swine. The H1N1 swine flu and 1918 pandemic flu were both considered horrific viruses that spread across the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, the prophetic passage of Scripture, Holy Scripture, that we are looking at today is Ezekiel 34. Ezekiel chapter 34, 11 reads, "For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out." Allow me to share with you some commentary on this passage from Exploring Bible Prophecy from Genesis to Revelation by Dr. Tim LaHaye, and Dr. Ed Heinzen. The nation's political renewal is seen as the fulfillment of the Davidic covenant, in which David was promised an eternal dynasty on an eternal throne. Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 25 contains this same promise, the identity of this one called David, my servant, who will be their prince and shepherd, is debated by commentators. On one side, it is argued that this is David's greatest descendant, the Messiah. The parallel reference in Ezekiel 37:24 adds that all of Israel will have my servant David as one shepherd. The pairing of God with my servant David in rule over Israel in these texts implies the theological pairing of God and Christ in the rule over the people of God in the New Jerusalem. Jesus Christ is clearly stated to be of the house and lineage of David and is related to David in the prophetic promises of establishing the everlasting covenant and ruling as the Davidic king in the millennial kingdom. Moreover, the rule is singular, one shepherd, indeed, according to Zechariah 14:9. In the millennial kingdom, the Lord will be king over all the earth. In that day, the Lord will be the only one, and his name the only one. This exclusivity of rule and recognition also implies that no other one will be king except God himself. This divine rulership points to Christ and excludes David, for the latter was only a man. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Holy Bible in our next podcast. Our second coming quote for today is from Dr. Gernall. He said, Christ hath told us he will come, but not when, that we might never put off our clothes, so to speak, or put out the candle. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help everybody who knows Jesus Christ as their Savior to keep the blessed hope alive in their hearts, and to remind others that just like you came the first time, you will come again, as you said. So help us to live like it. Help us to act like it. Help us to talk like it. Help us to work like it. Because night cometh when no man can work. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, Even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.